With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Almost Famous, the podcast about fame with me, Barnaby Slater. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, please do subscribe or follow the podcast and leave us a rating and a comment in Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening. That would be so helpful. Thank you. Also, do give us a follow on Instagram at Almost Famous, the podcast. In series 5 of the show, I'm bringing you daily episodes called 15 Minutes of Fame, where I read out some of the most honest and controversial stories that celebrities have ever told. In today's episode, tennis legend Andre Agassi discusses the first time he met and, in his eyes, flirted with his future wife, fellow legendary Grand Slam champion Steffi Graf. Hope you enjoy it. He wheels and gives me the toothy smile again. "That's your play right there," he points to the TV. He says, "Steffi Graf, that's who you should be with." "Yeah, right. She wants no part of me." I've told Brad the stories. The 1991 French Open, the 1992 Wimbledon ball. I've tried and tried. No dice. Steffi Graf is like the French Open. I just can't get across that particular finish line. "That's all in the past," Brad says. "Besides, your approach back then was so un-Andre. Asking once and backing off, strictly amateur. Since when do you let other people run your game? Since when do you take no for an answer?" I nod. "Maybe." "You just need a look," Brad says. "A crack of light, a window, an opening." The next tournament where Steffi and I are both scheduled to play is Key Biscayne. Brad tells me to relax. He'll get me close. He knows Steffi's coach, Heinz Gundhardt. He'll talk to Heinz about setting up a practice session. The moment we arrive in Key Biscayne, Brad phones Heinz, who's surprised by the proposition. He says no. He says Steffi would never agree to break her regular preparation schedule for a practice session with a stranger. She's too regimented. Also, she's shy. She'd be highly uncomfortable. But Brad is persistent, and Heinz must have some trace of romantic in him. He suggests Brad and I book the court for right after Steffi's practice session, then arrive early. Heinz will then casually suggest that Steffi hit a few balls with me. "It's all set," Brad says. "High noon. You, me, Steffi, Heinz. Let's get this party started." On the appointed day, Brad and I get to the court 40 minutes early. I've never been so breathless. I've played 7 times in the final of a Grand Slam, and I never felt like this. We find Heinz and Steffi deeply absorbed in their practice session. We stand off to the side, watching. After a few minutes, Heinz calls Steffi to the net and says something to her. He points to us. She looks. I smile. She doesn't. She says a few words to Heinz, and Heinz says a few words, and then she shakes her head. But when she jogs back to the baseline, Heinz waves me onto the court. I tie my shoes quickly. I pull a racket out of the bag and walk onto the court. Then impulsively, whip off my shirt. It's shameless, I realise, but I'm desperate. Steffi looks and does a barely detectable double take. We start to hit. She's flawless, of course, and I'm struggling to get the ball over the net. "The net is your biggest enemy. Relax," I tell myself. "Stop thinking. Come on, Andre, it's only a practice session." But I can't help myself. I've never seen a woman so beautiful. Standing still, she's a goddess. In motion, she's poetry.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm a suitor, but also a fan. I've wondered for so long what Steffi Graf's forehand feels like. I've watched her on TV and at tournaments, and I've wondered how that ball feels when it comes flying off her racket. A ball feels different off every player's racket. There are minute but concrete subtleties of force and spin. Now, hitting with her, I feel her subtleties. It's like touching her, though we're 40 feet apart. Every forehand is foreplay. She hits a series of backhands, carving up the court with her famous slice. I need to impress her with my ability to take that slice and do whatever I want with it. But it's harder than I thought. I miss one. I yell to her, "You're not going to get away with that again." She says nothing. She hits another slice. I sit down on my backhand and hit the ball as hard as I can. She nets the return. I yell, "That shot pays a lot of bills for me." Again, nothing. She merely hits the next one deeper and slicier. Generally, during my practice sessions, Brad likes to keep busy. He chases balls, offers pointers, runs his mouth. Not this time. He's sitting in the umpire chair, his eyes peeled, a lifeguard on a shark-infested beach. Whenever I look in his direction, he mutters one word: beautiful. Around the edges of the court, people are beginning to gather, to gawk. A few photographers snap photos. I wonder why. Is it the rarity of a male and female player practicing? Or is it that I'm catatonic and missing every third ball? From a distance, it looks as if Steffi is giving a lesson to a shirtless, grinning mute. After we hit for 1 hour and 10 minutes, she waves and comes to the net. "Thank you very much," she says. I trot to the net and say, "The pleasure was all mine." I manage to act nonchalant until she starts to use the net post to stretch out her legs. All the blood rushes to my head. I need to do something physical or I might lose consciousness. I've never stretched before, but now seems like a good time to start. I put a leg on the net post and pretend my back is flexible. We stretch, talk about the tour, complain about the travel, compare notes on different cities we've enjoyed. I ask, "What's your favourite city? When tennis is over, where do you imagine living?" "Oh, it's a tie, I think, between New York and San Francisco." I think, "Have you ever thought of living in Las Vegas?" I say, "My two favourites also." She smiles. "Well," she says, "thanks again." "Anytime." We do the European double cheek kiss. So I think this one is a really sweet story. Agassi had recently separated from actress Brooke Shields and had his heart set on someone. And I guess, like all great champions, he had to find a way to make that happen. The way he tells the story comes across kind of goofy too, which I like, as you don't often hear famous sports people talk in those almost self-deprecating terms. Let me know your thoughts on Andre Agassi and any of these episodes of 15 Minutes of Fame in the Apple Podcast comments section or by posting to our Instagram at Almost Famous the Podcast. Also, please do press that subscribe button and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Please check out my other show, It's Your Funeral, a light-hearted look into the most important day of my guests' afterlives, and give it a follow on Insta at @podIt'sYourFuneral. Thanks so much for listening, and remember there'll be a brand new episode of Almost Famous's 15 Minutes of Fame every weekday morning. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.